Charges will be dropped for 7 Johns Hopkins students arrested over a month-long sit-in protest. By Tom Sikata on May 15, 2019. 7 Johns Hopkins students were arrested over their month-long sit-in protest in the campus main administrative building. The students reportedly chained doors shut and covered windows, causing administrative offices to be temporarily relocated. Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby says that all charge will be dropped. According to a report from the Baltimore Sun, 7 protesters at Johns Hopkins University has been arrested for their role in a month-long protest over the university's relationship with its police force. Students also expressed concern over Johns Hopkins' contract with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Student protesters decided to occupy Garland Hall, the campus' main administrative building, on April 3. The protesters chained doors shut and covered windows. Many of the university's primary administrative officers were forced to relocate to other areas of campus. This is an effort to protect Black, Brown, Queer and all marginalized people who Hopkins is actively endangering, one Hopkins student protester said. 7 students were arrested by police after occupying the building for over a month. The students were charged with trespassing and impeding vehicle traffic. The Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby told The Sun that all of the charges against the students will be dropped. Carter James Burnett, a student organizer of the protester, said that the protesters simply wanted to ensure that the Johns Hopkins community was safe. "Look at the people who were arrested, who are put into cop cars, who had 80 cops surround them, when they have done nothing wrong but fight for their lives," he said. "When they have done nothing wrong but want to help the community that they have lived in. When they have done nothing wrong but wanting to make sure that their friends and faculty members and community members were safe." Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.